Road, and message number 271. The title of the message, Preparation for Godly Marriage, Part 8. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Genesis, Book of Genesis 22, and let's read verse 1 to verse 24. We will read the whole chapter. Genesis 22, verse 1 to verse 24. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. On a mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough food for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am. He replied, do not lay hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide, and to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Then Abraham returned to his servants and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Sometime later, Abraham was told, Milcah is also a mother. She has born sons to your brother Nahor. Uz, the firstborn. Buz, his brother. Kimuel, the father of Aram. Kesed, Hazu, Bildash, Zidlaf, and Bethuel. Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. Milcah bore these 8 sons to Abraham's brother Nahor. His concubine whose name was Lemuel, also had sons, Diba, Gaham, Tahash, and Maaka. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word that always you send to us to direct us, to help your church, and to help your servants and your people and each and every family to know your ways and to know your will and to abide with your good plan that you have for each and every one of us. O God, arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. Anoint my lips with verses and statements to encourage your people. And Lord, we trust you that this message will bring salvation, will bring healing, help, wholeness, deliverance, hope, and plans, and solutions, and direction for your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We know that in response to God's call, and at the age of 75 years old, Abraham left his country and left his father's house and went to the place that God would show him to go. Abraham, when God called him, he was childless. And his wife was old in age. So he resolved to have children from Hagar, the servant of his wife. And to the age of 86, Abraham got Ishmael from Hagar. But at the age of 100, Abraham got the promise of God. He got Isaac from his wife, Sarah. And at the age of 102, when Abraham, when Sarah weaned Isaac, Abraham was told by the Lord to send Hagar and Ishmael away. And truly Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael. And here we have read the book of Genesis chapter 22. This time the Lord came to test Abraham and asked him to offer his son Isaac to him. The age of Abraham at this time, approximately he was 115 to 120 years old. Isaac was a boy, a youth who can carry, who can climb a mountain, who can understand spiritual things. And this is the time that God asked Abraham to offer his only son Isaac that he loved to be offered to the Lord as a burnt offering. And as we have read, Abraham obeyed God and he imparted that obedience of God to his son Isaac. Now, in this message, in preparing our children for godly marriages, we need to understand that parents should train their children also to obey God so that their future will be secured and to be living within godly family. From the passage that we have read, we are going to expound certain important lessons and points for you as parents, for us as a parent. We need to understand and apply so that we will be able to prepare for godly marriages for our children. The first point, parents' obedience is essential. Abraham obeyed God's command immediately. What kind of obedience we need to have as parents? Immediate obedience and willingness. Abraham was willing to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering. He was not forced, but he willingly obeyed the Lord. Abraham was willing to travel a journey of 3 days, and he was willing to climb a mountain to reach the place that God asked him to reach. Even in that old age, he was diligent and not lazy. Abraham, when he obeyed God, he was not controlled by his heart, feelings, or emotion. If he would control by his feelings and emotion, he will be withholding Isaac from being offered to God. These points about parents' obedience is so essential for us as parents to obey God. Abraham left to Isaac a good template and a good example to follow and to live later on in total obedience to God. Our lifestyle as parents will give to our children a template of good example. As they apply in their life, then they will have godly marriages and godly families. The second point, parents should lead the children to the right faith. Abraham led his son Isaac to the right place of worship and taught him the sincere faith. The Lord spoke to Abraham to go and offer Isaac on the mountain of Moriah, in the region of Moriah. Abraham brought Isaac to the region of Moriah. The region of Moriah is the same place where our Lord Jesus Christ had been crucified. The worship that Abraham and Isaac did was complete. Two people, father and son, they came together to do the whole will and to do the whole command of God. And that setup of worship, we can find clearly that God the Father was there. The angel of the Lord, when he called unto Abraham, that's God the Father. God the Son was there also, the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world, was there. God the Holy Spirit also was in that meeting, the Father. And in addition, God's Word was there, the knife. And also in that meeting, God's church, God's ministry and setup and discipline was also there in the form of the altar that Abraham built and bound his son Isaac on. Parents should lead. We should lead our children to right path of worship and the sincere faith. Children should be trained that in trials and the time of testing that God will provide, but they need to obey first. You know, in verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire and the wood are here. Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Isaac, as if he had the sins that his father and going to offer him, because there's a knife, there's the fire, there's the wood, but there's no burnt offering, there's no animal to be sacrificed. He was sensing that his father going to offer him. That's why he asked. But let's see what Abraham replied. Abraham answered in verse 8, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering my son. That was the answer of Abraham. Isaac asked a question. Abraham answered the question of Isaac. And Isaac clearly accepted the answer of his father. He gladly accepted it. It is not a question. He could understand that his father was going to obey God. He trusted God. And he needed to obey as his father was obeying. He knew that his father was determined to offer him to the Lord. As Jesus Christ, he offered his life in obedience to God the Father. Isaac also was willing to offer his life in obedience to his father Abraham, who was obeying God the Father. The third point, parents should help their children to reach the good plan that God had for them. You need to help your children. I need to help my children to make them reach the good plan that God had for them. Many parents, they think that good future will meet their children if they will give them good food and spend on them well and put them in good schooling and make them finish colleges. These are important things, but all of these are non-essentials. We need to train them. We need to train our children and enable them to do and obey God's will. And that is essential, and that is what is needed. Isaac was in need for his father to lead him and made him climb the mountain of Moriah. And Isaac would need his father further to bind him on the altar. Children cannot do such things without the help of their parents or their spiritual parents. We need to help them to fully obey the Lord, to be fully bound with God's discipline and God's word and God's command and God's laws. Children should be trained that in trials and the time of testing that God will provide, but after they had obeyed. In verse 13, Genesis 22:13, it says, Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Which time Abraham was able to see the ram to be offered? After he obeyed, after the angel of the Lord called him not to lay hand on the boy. When God was sure that Abraham feared God, he called him. And when he lift up, and when he looked up, there he saw the ram, the provision of God. What God had provided as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice, instead of his son Isaac. So God will provide, and we can see God's provision. You can see God's provision in your life after you obey. Point number 4, obedient parents would be able to see the good plan of God to their children. As we have read that God had promised Abraham on that Sabbath in verse 17, what he told Abraham, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. So here the Lord promised Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the star and as the sand on the seashore. And we know that this plan would come through and possible through Isaac, when Isaac would have a godly family and godly children. And for Isaac to have a godly family, he should have a suitable partner to help him to achieve that. You know, we have read about the end of Genesis chapter 22, at the end of that chapter, in verse 20, we read that it was told Abraham, later on, Abraham was told, what Abraham was told, Milcah is also a mother, Milcah is the wife of Nahor, she has born sons to her brother Nahor. Who is the firstborn? Boaz is the brother, Kemuel, the father of Aram, Kesed, Hazu, Bildash, Jidlaf, and Bethuel. Many people, when they will read names in the Bible, they will just skip. Names are important. Here, we found that one of the children of Nahor is Bethuel. Verse 23, Bethuel became the father of Rebekah. So here, we know from the scriptures that Rebekah later on became the wife of Isaac. Rebekah's name was mentioned as a descendant from Nahor, the brother of Abraham. When it is said in verse 20, sometime later, Abraham was told about Rebekah. And that information came to the mind of Abraham. That information was God's provision for Isaac. God prepared Rebekah to be a wife to Isaac. When Abraham and Isaac, both of them obeyed God and did his will, the Lord revealed this information to Abraham. And when, with that information, he unfolded to him the good plan that he has for his son, Isaac. At that time, when Abraham offered Isaac was around 15 to 20 years old. And you know that Isaac married Rebekah at the age of 40 years. So, ahead of time, when Abraham obeyed and when Isaac complied, God revealed his good plan 25 years ahead of that marriage. So what you can conclude now, that as you willingly obey the Lord, then he will reveal to you the good plan that he has for your children. The Lord has always a good plan for our children, for your children, for my children. And this plan will be unfolded and come through only when we fully obey him and do his will, raising up our children in full obedience to the Lord. Come to God now. Commit yourself to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I commit myself to fully obey you and to raise up my children in a godly way. Lord, I am willing to discipline them, to disciple them, and to train them in the fear of the Lord. Lord, as I do that, open my eyes to see the good plan that you have, that you had prepared for my child, that you had prepared for my children, that you had prepared for my son, that you had prepared for my daughter. Lord, I pray for each and every parent who commit his life to obey you and to fully submit to your will and to your plan. Uphold this father and mother and his parents and his family and help them to put their children in a godly set up family so that your promise to them will come through. Lord, I pray that this message that you sent to your church shall accomplish the purpose of sending it. Take this message to those who are waiting to hear your word, those who are in need of this word of yours. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.